come to order, please. Good morning. My name is Edward Finley. With me this morning are Commissioners Brian E. Beatty, Tanola D. Brown Bland, Jerry C. Dockham, James G. Patterson, Lyons Gray, and Daniel G. Clodfelter. And I'll call for hearing docket number E2 sub 1146, which is the application by Duke Energy Progress pursuant to GS 62133.2 and Commission Rule R855 regarding fuel and fuel-related cost adjustments for electric utilities. On June 21, 2017, Duke Progress filed its application to adjust fuel and fuel-related cost component of electric rates with the testimony exhibits and work papers of Kendra A. Ward and the testimony exhibits of Brett Phipps, Joseph A. Miller Jr., T. Preston Gillespie Jr., and Kenneth D. Church. On July 6, 2017, the Commission issues its order scheduling a hearing requiring filing of testimony, establishing discovery guidelines, and requiring public notice. Petitions to intervene have been filed and granted for Carolina Industrial Group for fair utility rates to the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association and Carolina Utility Customers Association, Inc. On September 6, 2016, Duke Progress filed a supplemental testimony. File a supplemental testimony exhibits of Kendra A. Ward and to incorporate revisions of the fuel adjustment process included in the recently enacted House Bill 589. On September 7, 2017, the public staff filed the testimony of Darlene P. Peden and Dustin R. Metz, presenting the results of the public staff's investigation of the proposed riders and its recommendations regarding cost factors set forth in Duke's June 21, 2017 filing revised by supplemental testimony of witness Ward. Also on September 7, 2017, the Commission issued an order requiring publication of second public notice reflecting the higher fuel charges proposed by the company in the supplemental testimony and revised exhibits of Kendra A. Ward. On September 13, 2017, Duke and the public staff jointly filed a motion requesting that their witnesses be excused from attending the expert witness hearing on September 19, 2017. All parties have agreed to waive cross-examination of the witnesses. On September 15, 2017, the Commission ordered that all witnesses be excused from appearing at this hearing and that the testimony and exhibits of the witnesses be received into the record. Pursuant to the State Ethics Act, I remind all members of the Commission their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire whether any member of the Commission has a known conflict of interest with regard to the matters appearing before us this morning. There appear to be no conflict, so we will proceed with proceeding to call on counsel to announce their appearances, beginning with the applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Commission, Robert Kaler, appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Progress.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, my name is Dwight Allen. I'm also appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Progress.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Adam Oles, appearing on behalf of Carolina Industrial Group for Fair Utility Rates. With me here is Warren Hicks. She's an attorney with Bailey and Dixon.
Good morning. Bob Page representing Carolina Utility Customers Association.
He is. Oh, he is.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Senator Bob Gillum, the Legal Division of the Public Staff representing to using and consuming public.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Peter Leather on behalf of North Carolina.
Any preliminary matters that we need to address before we move into the hearing itself?
Mr. Chairman, I would say for the record, I guess it's a part of the hearing. We filed on September 13th the affidavits of publication for the initial public notice. As you said, when you were giving your history of the case, the Commission issued an order on September 7 requiring a second public notice. We filed yesterday 7 of the 11 affidavits of publication for the second public notice. We have verified with the newspapers that all the second notices were published by the newspaper. But due to a sick child and one newspaper's unwillingness to email us the affidavits we understand are in the mail. We hope to get those today or tomorrow, and we will file them as soon as we get them.
All right, we look forward to getting those. Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, as you said in your recitation of the history of the case, the parties have agreed to waive cross-examination of all the witnesses in this case and to allow the testimony to go into the record. We'd like to thank Mr. Gillum with the public staff and Mr. Page and Mr. Oles and Mr. Ledford on behalf of their clients for agreeing to do the same thing. And at this point, we would like to move into evidence the following items. First, the application that was filed in this docket on June 21st, 2017.
The application on June 21st, 2017 is admitted into evidence.
Kendra Ward filed direct testimony also on June 21st. That testimony consisted of 15 pages and exhibits 1 through 6. Some of the exhibits are multiple page exhibits that have either multiple pages or schedules attached to those exhibits. She also filed work papers consisting of work paper 1 through work paper 13A. We would like that those exhibits be marked as they are marked for identification in the pre-filed exhibits, and the work papers also be marked as those work papers are marked in their pre-filed work papers and entered into evidence.
All right. Ms. Ward's direct pre-file testimony filed June 21, 2017, consisting of 15 pages, is copied in the record. So given orally from the stand, her exhibits 1 through 6 are marked for identification as marked in the filing and admitted into evidence, and her work papers 1 through 13A are accepted into evidence.
Next, witness Brett Phillips filed direct testimony consisting of 8 pages. With exhibits 1 through 3, we would point out for the commission that exhibit 3 to Mr. Phipps' testimony was filed under seal, subject to the confidentiality rules, and we would like to maintain the confidentiality of that exhibit 3. We would ask that Mr. Phipps' 8 pages of testimony be copied in the records if given orally, and that the exhibits be marked as they are pre-marked in these pre-filed testimony and they be entered into evidence.
Mr. Phipps' direct pre-file testimony filed June 21, 2017 is copied in the records. So given orally from the stand, it consists of 8 pages and exhibits 1 through 3 are marked for identification as pre-marked in the filing and admitted into evidence with exhibit 3 indicating that it has confidential information.
Our next witness, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, is Joseph Miller. Mr. Miller filed direct testimony in this docket consisting of 11 pages. And we would ask that his testimony be copied into the record.
Mr. Miller's direct pre-file testimony filed June 21, 2017, consisting of 11 pages, copied into the record, so given orally from the stand.
Mr. Preston Gillespie also filed testimony on June 21st, consisting of 11 pages with one exhibit. That exhibit was also filed under seal pursuant to the commission's rules on confidentiality. We would ask that 11 pages of Mr. Gillespie's testimony be copied in the record as if given orally from the stand, and that his exhibit 1 be marked at his pre-filed marked in his pre-filed testimony, and that it be entered into evidence.
Mr. Gillespie's direct pre-filed testimony filed June 21, 2017 is copied in the record, so given orally from the stand, and his 11 exhibits are marked for identification as pre-marked in the filing and admitted into evidence at this time with exhibit number both exhibit number 1 indicating that it is confidential.
And the final witness is witness Church, Kenneth Church. He filed 9 pages of testimony as part of his direct testimony with exhibits 1 and 2. We ask that those 9 pages of Mr. Church's testimony be copied in the records if given orally from the stand, and exhibits 1 and 2 be marked as they're pre-marked and entered into evidence.
Mr. Church's direct pre-file testimony of June 21, 2017 is copied in the records and given orally from the stand. It consists of 9 pages, and his exhibits 1 through 2 are marked for identification as pre-marked in the filing and admitted into evidence.
And finally, Mr. Chairman, Kendra Ward, who also filed direct testimony on September 6, filed 6 pages of supplemental testimony. In that supplemental testimony, she filed revised exhibits 1 through 3, which were revisions to exhibits 1 to 3 of her direct testimony. It was not necessary to revise exhibits 4, 5, and 6. So we'd ask that her supplemental testimony be copied in the record as if given orally from the stand, and that revised exhibits 1 through 3 of her supplemental testimony be entered into evidence.
Ms. Ward's supplemental testimony filed on September 6, 2017, consisting of 6 pages, is copied in the records, so given orally from the stand, and the revised Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 are marked for identification, is pre-marked in the filing and received in evidence.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That is the case for the company.
Mr. Chairman, we would request that the testimony of Darlene Peden and Dustin Metz that was pre-filed in this case be admitted into evidence as is given orally from the witness stand.
All right. Ms. Peden's direct pre-filed testimony consisting of 9 pages filed on September 7, 2017 is copied in the record as though given orally from the stand, and Mr. Metz's direct pre-filed testimony consisting of 6 pages filed on September 7, 2017 is copied in the record as though given orally from the stand.
And we would also like to know just for the record that there appear to be no public witnesses present. Yeah,
thank you for that, Mr. Gillum. Just to make sure, are there any public witnesses in the hearing room that wish to testify in this matter? There appear to be no public witnesses, and so we will close this docket and inquire the parties what their thoughts are with respect to post-hearing filings.
3 weeks after transcript, is that too quick, or Mr. Gillum?
I think that would be agreeable.
All right, 3 weeks after the filing of the transcript, we'll look for post-hearing filings. Any party?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, we'll take a little break here, and we'll move on to reps next. Reps hearing.